more. Look at this. They just keep coming.
Oh, go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside! Get inside!
Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get inside!
Get in the house!
When the protests began over the murder of George Floyd, they were peaceful protests. But then suddenly we saw fires, smashed windows, some demonstrators skirmishing with law enforcement officers, tear gas, rubber bullets, a man was fatally shot, supermarkets being looted. America is on fire. It is because of the escalation of violence from protesters that troops of armed police with riot shields flooded into the area. Trump tweeted, "I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis," and threatened to send in the National Guard and get the job done. How heroic. Now, some may attempt to try to justify this police presence, saying that, well, these protesters, predominantly black, were looting, smashing windows, setting fire to buildings, etc. The police should be there. Trump needs to suppress such a violent movement. But hold on a moment. Why is there video evidence of a suspicious white man entering the black neighborhood and smashing glass before quickly leaving the scene?
Guy just came with a hammer and smashed the window.
When he's confronted by the black people and asked whether he's a policeman, why does he remain silent?
Are you a cop?
Why are these men, apparently members of the public, communicating with someone using an earpiece, like the FBI or Secret Services? Why are others also claiming that something fishy is going on?
This right here?
Yeah, they put them
there on
purpose.
This the setup.
They put them there on purpose,
y'all know
bro.
Where we at. Gotta do better.
Ain't no damn construction around here.
I see.
Ain't no damn construction around here. You're just gonna set a pallet of bricks right there.
It was a protest. It was not a riot. Six white men, who the organizers, who are all black women, begged to stop. With their rowdiness, decided to do all the vandalism and turn it into a riot. It wasn't a riot.
You are paying instigators to be among our people out there, throwing rocks, breaking windows, and burning down buildings. And so young people are responding to that.
Could it be that the American authorities are creating the chaos themselves as a pretext to use brute force against the people? Hey, it wouldn't be the first time that America has used such a strategy. In fact, they used the same strategy in Syria. Remember all the support that America showed for the Free Syrian Army? They tried to do the same thing in Iran. When peaceful protests took place, they were hijacked by American-funded goons. America wanted to use this as an excuse to attack Iran. In Pakistan, remember the whole CIA Raymond Davis incident? As Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Trump also described the protesters as thugs, telling the governor that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Trump has now publicly and officially called for the military to shoot at members of the public and pretty much called for a massacre. Create violence in order to justify the implementation of complete control through police enforcement and even violence through the military. Look at this CNN reporter and how he was arrested live on air.
We can move back to where you'd like. We can move back to where you'd like here. We are live on the air at the moment. And this is a scene here playing out in Minneapolis. This is, we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
Officer is with CNN and he's on the air right now.
Okay.
You are arresting him live on CNN. We told you before that we are with CNN.
If you're just tuning in, you are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested by state police in Minnesota. We're not sure why our correspondent is being arrested.
Just what is going on? Well, on the 25th of May, 2020, George Floyd was arrested, handcuffed, and forced to lay face down on the street. A police officer knelt on George Floyd's neck while Floyd gasped for breath. He cried out, "I can't breathe," a number of times and eventually became unresponsive.
What do you want?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe shit.
Bro, get in the car, man.
I will.
Get in the car.
I can't move.
I've been waiting the whole body, man. Get in the car.
Mama. Everything. There's water or something. Please.
But the police officer kept the pressure on Floyd's neck until George Floyd died.
Bro, he's not even f***ing moving. Get off of his f***ing neck, bro. Get off of his neck.
Still on him, bro.
Look at that, bro.
Derek Chauvin, the police officer, kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for a total of 8 minutes and 46 seconds. What was Floyd's crime? Well, according to official reports, Floyd attempted to use a $20 bill, which was allegedly counterfeited. But where is the evidence for this? According to official reports, George Floyd resisted arrest, but video evidence shows that actually he was dragged out of his car, fell down twice, and was helped back up twice, and that he was unarmed. So what was Floyd's crime? Well, for those who understand, it's very clear that Floyd's true crime was being black in America. Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe," adequately sum up what it feels like to be a black person living under the tyrannical system of America, because this brutal and unforgivable crime against humanity is not an isolated incident. In fact, it's reminiscent of the death of Eric Garner, who we've discussed in a previous video as well, who back in 2014 was pinned to the ground and choked by police officers.
Garner's cries of "I can't breathe" 11 times are among the last words he spoke before his death. Today, federal prosecutors said the videotape alone was not enough to prove the officers had committed a federal crime.
And the evidence here does not support charging police officer Daniel Pantaleo or any other officer with a federal criminal civil rights violation.
What was his crime? Well, he was approached by police on suspicion of selling single cigarettes from packs without tax stamps. But we all know that his true crime was being black in America. There are countless videos of such brutal incidents online, but just imagine how many more were never filmed. Nobody even gets to know about them. Nobody cares. And if you're one of those people who says, "Oh, well, you know, black people, they must have done something wrong. The police don't just approach and use aggression for no reason." Look, the reason why you are saying that or even thinking that is because you have America inside you. Because you've been brainwashed by the stereotype of black people presented through predominantly American media, and you don't even know it. You'll notice that there are many people out there who, when they hear of these incidents, instead of sympathizing with the victim, they will suspect him. He must have done something bad, like George Floyd. They'll dig up his past. He was a rap artist. He'd gone to prison in 2009 for aggravated robbery, and he was unemployed. So what if he was a rap artist? Why does that even matter? We don't know the details of why he was arrested in 2009. So what if he was unemployed? This is because of COVID-19, and he's actually 1 in 40 million in America who are now unemployed. We don't know anything. What we do know is that two young girls, a 6 and 22 year old, have now lost their father. What we do know is that this man, who is black, did not deserve what the police did to him. What we do know is that they committed a crime against humanity. This is the bottom line, and this needs to be the focus. In the words of Shaheed Malcolm X, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. People try sympathizing with this murderer. They say, "Oh, well, he lost his job, didn't he? He became suspended, didn't he?" As though that's justice. Hello, this man has just killed another human being in broad daylight, and the state is protecting him.
Look how many are defending this killer's house!
America protects murderers. It gives asylum to tyrants. It is a sanctuary for sinners, and it is a prison for the oppressed. America is the incarceration nation. According to the World Prison Population List, in the entire world, there's around 10 million people who are imprisoned for various crimes. 21% of those were in America. Look, in America, no man is safe from the police. But if you are black, you are 2.5 times more likely to be killed in an encounter with the police.
The LA Times actually reported that getting killed by police is a leading cause of death for young black men in America.
But some people just don't get it. They suggest to themselves and to others that this is because black people are somehow more likely to be committing some sort of crime.
You have America inside you.
If you deny the institutional and systematic racism of America and the police force in America, then what about the children?
Put your hands behind your back, Kevin. You're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back. I'm gonna take you to jail, okay? First of all, okay, listen to me. None of this tear stuff. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to have an attorney present while you are questioned. If you can't afford to hire one, the court will appoint you one. Do you understand that? Say yes or no. You do.
What would you do if your 7-year-old son or daughter or younger cousin was arrested and treated by the police in this way? Would you not feel like you can't breathe? Flint police were sued for handcuffing a 7-year-old boy.
I don't care what he was doing. He don't deserve to be in no handcuffs. He ain't in here with no knife. He ain't in here with no gun.
Back in 2015, this teenager was arrested by the police.
Stop resisting. Get out!
Can you get off of him?
What was his crime? Jaywalking. Yes, jaywalking. For those who don't know, this means crossing the road when the traffic signal is green. But we all know that his true crime was being black in America. In 2019, a Florida cop was suspended after arresting a 6-year-old kid. Her crime?
Her grandmother, Marilyn Kirkland, couldn't believe the call.
So there was an incident and she kicked somebody. And she's being charged.
Kirkland says even after she explained that Kaya's outburst was likely the result of a medical condition, the 6-year-old was still charged with battery.
You wanna talk to me?
Come here, what do you
want?
Whoa. Turn around. Turn around, I said.
You're welcome.
Who's I'm under arrest for?
Relax.
But this shit is tight.
Down with some disturbing video of a violent clash between a police officer and a 14-year-old girl at a Florida mall.
And I'm not saying that white children don't get arrested or mistreated by the authorities in America, because they certainly do as well. But the point is, back in 2015, it was found that black youths were 5 times more likely to be detained or committed compared to white youth. US media tries to paint the law enforcement agencies like the police and FBI as positive. Look at all these funny, relatable characters. Fat and lazy and stupid, but nice guys nonetheless, comedic. Good, a force for hope and stability. But this is not the reality of the police in America. This is. The white supremacist Ku Klux Klan cult is a racist American hate group whose primary target is black people. We should not be surprised when we hear about police officers in America turning out to have KKK memorabilia. Or we hear about them supporting far-right fascist or white supremacist groups. Tammy Castle in Cops and the Klan writes how local and federal law enforcement consistently trivialized the presence of white power groups in the community, elevated the potential threat from protesters, concentrated intelligence efforts on activists, and provided differential protection to white supremacists. This is the nature of the police in America. When it comes to the National Rifle Association, the most powerful gun lobby group in the USA, appearing around the same time that the first Klan of the KKK was declared an illegal terrorist organization, Adam Winkler, professor of constitutional law at the UCLA, has argued that there is historical precedence to the NRA's lack of advocacy for black gun owners. This really only is the tip of the iceberg of what America is. And if you knew the direction in which America is actually heading in, you would be very, very alarmed. In the religion of Islam, the idea of one race being superior to the other
is actually the ideology of the devil, Satan himself. The Quran tells us that Allah said to the devil, "What prevented you from prostrating as I commanded you?" And the Satan said, "I am better than him. You created me from fire and him from clay." The underlying principle of this verse is that it was Satan's sense of superiority over another creation of Allah's that led to Satan's expulsion from the heavens and to his eternal damnation. This is the first sin ever recorded in the history of existence. The systematic discrimination in America mirrors precisely the ideology of Satan himself. Zio America, more than any institution or ideological system today, has perpetrated and propagated this notion of the superiority of one people over another.
No, I've just seen way too many videos of problems.
But you're not black. Remember, we only kill black people.
What do you want?
I can't breathe.
The evidence here does not support charging police officer Daniel Pantaleo or any other officer with a federal criminal civil rights violation. Evidence here does not support charging police officer Daniel Pantaleo or any other officer with a federal criminal civil rights violation.
To this day, the Zionist Jews are considered superior to the non-Jews in Palestine, and whites are considered superior to non-whites in America. And this idea has been so severely pushed through the media institutions of America that we don't even recognize it to be racism anymore. Unfortunately, when we see black stereotypes in the media, we just take it as a kind of reality because we've allowed America to enter our hearts. And do not doubt it, America is the most racist nation on earth. And no one knew this better than Shahid Malcolm X.
I'm speaking as a black man from America, which is a racist society. No matter how much you hear it talk about democracy, it's as racist as South Africa, or as racist as Portugal, or as racist as any other racialist society on this earth. The only difference between it and South Africa preaches separation and practices separation. America preaches integration and practices segregation. This is the only difference. They don't practice what they preach. Whereas South Africa preaches and practices the same thing. I have more respect for a man who lets me know where he stands, even if he's wrong, than the one who comes up like an angel and is nothing but a devil.
To fellow black people in America, the system will never be your friend unless you become a puppet politician, a sports icon, celebrity, or musician. In other words, unless you're a house Negro. It will never allow you to grow as an individual, and it will never tolerate intellectual or spiritual freedom from you except in a controlled manner. The system was against you from birth. Remember who you are. America wants you to forget your roots, and it tells you that if you want to be successful and black, this is what it means to be successful and black. But through these, they will only make you a puppet of their system, nothing else.
We are African, and we happen to be in America. We're not American. We are people who formerly were Africans who were kidnapped and brought to America. Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
The rock was landed on us.
And this actually goes for all minority groups, because America, and by extension the West, wants you to forget your roots, forget your ancestors, so that it, the system, can mold you and shape you into whatever shape it wants to, through mass entertainment, through the hierarchy, through making you obey other than Allah, so that it can bring about an era of unimaginable deviation.
We were brought here against our will. We were not brought here to be made citizens. We were not brought here to enjoy the constitutional gifts that they speak so beautifully about today.
We have to point out that saying that black people are oppressed in America does not mean that all white people are oppressive or oppressors. No, that's not the point. In fact, the system of America is against you, whether you're white, black, brown, yellow, red, whatever you are, America is against you. Which is all the more reason for why we need to stand together against the oppressor. Islam teaches us that our differences are actually a sign of Allah, something to be celebrated, embraced, and adored. The Quran says, "And of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the diversity of your languages and your colors. Indeed, in that are signs for those of knowledge." Islam is that religion which establishes brotherhood between all races, ethnicities, and cultures. It guides humanity to come together for the common cause of worshipping one God. And it teaches us to reject Satan, to reject the devil, and to push back against the enemy forces of Satan. That's why America has done everything it could to demonize Islam and to begin the war on Islam, so that the one thing that has the power to free all oppressed people globally from the shackles of modern tyranny would appear as something bad and crooked and evil.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
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 That scared you, right? That scares you!
Make no mistakes, all of what we see happening goes back to the Zionist satanic agenda. This is America. And this is one of the many reasons why Imam Khomeini labeled America as the Great Satan. And you might think that this has got nothing to do with you because you're not black or you're not living in America. Look, it has everything to do with you wherever you are. America's global terrorism, bullying, arrogance, domestic oppression, moral decadence, financial slavery, discrimination, racial profiling affects you whoever you are, wherever you are. In one way or the other, you too are either a willing slave that submits to what the great Satan America wants, or you're a radical, you're a terrorist, you're a criminal, you're an enemy of the state. And in America, at the front line to practically implement their superiority over others, you will find the police. If you're in America, either get out now or be prepared to fight the system. Just like Palestinians, you are going to need to resist to exist. This is why the slogan of all free-minded and free-spirited people across the world is death to America. As Imam Khamenei has explained, death to America does not mean death to the people of America. The people of America are like other peoples. It means death to American policies and to arrogance. This is what it means, and it has a rational source of support. Our constitution and our fundamental deep and reasonable thoughts are based on this. If we explain this to any people, they will love, cherish, and accept it. Just saying death to America is like a punch in the face of the pharaohs and the Yazidis and the oppressive, tyrannical system of today. Not everyone will be brave enough to say this slogan, and that's fine. People inside America already saying it.
Death to America!
That's right!
Death to America!
That's right!
People inside America are burning American flags. The American flag was ripped down from Trump Tower. The Death to America slogan was trending in America itself on Twitter. The slogan of Death to America is a slogan which allows the heart to defy the modern slavery of America, to break free from the shackles that America has placed on everyone's minds, and to highlight the real, practical, and undeniable enemy that is America. So say with your chest out and your head up, death to the New World Order, death to America.